ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरण। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हम्बल obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Pad Astotar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astotar Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dear Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Vaishnavi and Vaishnavani. Yesterday, we have discussed about Brahma Mohan Leela and his stuti. He told that any one of the Braja, even not Praj, Gokul, even Gokul. I will take as a sweeper, my birth sweeper, and I will, in the evening of when I will return from sweeper work, then I will
rub
my
feet
on that
stone.
Even I want to be a stone. And it says, Nomidhati Yabhrabhupse Taritambaraya Ityadi. He did so many
prayers.
After that, one day, Krishna and his sakha were grazing their cows, but in a forest where there is no fruits, no mango, no other fruits. So, the Gwalpal Sakha of Krishna. Drishti?
Yes, then.
Drishti. Gwalpala.
Gwalpala told, we are very hungry. This demon we cannot remove. Please nearby some trees, but there is a fenukasa. Very carefully we will have to go. How, what became Henkasu, Lila Iyo.
Gurve Guru Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadaya, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadaya Bhaktaya Namo. Manchakal Patru Bhasya Kripasam Bhavecha, Patitana Pavetra Vaishnavya Namo. Mukam Kriti Vacharam, Pambanam Vaita Giri, Yashtu Patamam Mandi Shri Vimitana. Shri Gurudev is instructing me to speak on the Leela of Dhirukasur. So as he was telling, in the beginning, the boys, the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna were feeling very hungry. Very hungry. They had one demon in their stomach. His name was Hunger Asur.
We're not prepared. I'm all
so
day
hungry.
All day cooking, I didn't prepare
anything. Nearby, there was one beautiful forest full of tall trees. With wonderful tall fruits. Tall trees like a palm tree that has a special fruit called tall fruit, which is very sweet. So in this forest, this actually belonged to King Kamsa. King Kamsa, everyone knew his mission in life was to kill Krishna because he was afraid Krishna was going to kill him. So, and he had demons stationed in every location, always keeping on the lookout. Where is Krishna? If you see him, you should kill him. So he had special demons guarding this forest of Kalabala. The head of these demons was named Dhenukasu. Actually, they were all in the forms of donkeys. And they were guarding this forest very carefully. But anyhow, the boys, they wanted to eat. They were very, very hungry. So they all decided, okay, let's go into this forest. And they started shaking the trees to get some fruits. Shaking the trees, so many wonderful fruits were coming down. The boys were very happy. They started to eat the fruits. Everyone was feeling, my stomach is feeling a little bit satisfied now. Suddenly, Dhenukasu, he caught wind. He heard some of the noise from the boys shaking the trees, and he said, hey, what is that? He came running into that area, this donkey demon, and all his friends came running. And there they saw Krishna and Balaram and so many of the cowherd boys. They were there enjoying the fruits which belonged to King Kamsa. How dare these boys steal the fruit which belongs to the king? We will teach them a lesson. So immediately, Dhenukasu, he ran forward. And he turned around, and with his hind legs, he kicked Baladev Prabhu in the chest. Baladev Prabhu was completely unmoved. Baladev Prabhu and Krishna, they saw, what is going on here? So Baladev Prabhu, he took the hind leg of Dhenukasu and began swinging him around and around and around and around. And he threw him up into the top of the tall tree. And then, it became a mayhem, because all the other donkeys came rushing. The cowherd boys had to run back in fear, but Krishna and Balaram, together, they caught all of the hind legs of all of these donkeys, who were actually demons sent by King Kamsa. And they were swinging them around and around, and throwing them into the tops of the trees. And one tree after another began to fall down, and all of the trees, all of these tall trees began to crash down, and all of these demons had lost their lives. Needless to say, there was a little bit of a mess. The boys had lost their appetite, so they could no longer enjoy the fruits. They were not so hungry anymore. Who does this demon Dhenukasu represent? This demon Dhenukasu represents ignorance. It means, literally, tamagun. I don't know what is true, I don't know what is untrue, I'm completely in the dark. Complete ignorance. And Baladev Prabhu, he is the personification, the origin of Guru. So first, Baladev Prabhu, he dispatched the Dhenukasu because he represents ignorance. So what does Sri Guru do? Sri Guru comes into our lives. Even we don't have the capacity to call Guru. Out of his causeless mercy, he comes here. He could be very happily doing bhajan and rindavan, but he has come here for us, to give us something. He doesn't need anything from us. So Sri Guru comes into our lives, and he completely cuts the ignorance which is in our heart. With the sword of knowledge, he cuts at the ignorance, the knots of ignorance which are in our hearts. So in this lila, First, Baladev Guru, Sri Guru, completely destroyed the demon of ignorance, Dhenukasura, and all of his friends. All of his friends are representing so many other anarthas, things which are opposed to our progress in bhakti. And Krishna himself also joined in, and everyone was very happy in the end. Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys.
Really, Dhenukasura means donkey. He was engaged by Kams to protect the trees, that forest. And he will supply all the tar
fruit
to Kamsa. Even not to give Supreme Lord Krishna and his
associates.
Those for their sense gratification, they took fruit, vegetables, rice or anything else for themselves or for relatives, they are all donkeys. Those who don't offer Krishna, they are all like donkeys. Donkeys are very foolish. So, in rainy season, when there are plenty of grasses grazing some land only some distance, his stomach is full and his eye did not took anything.
Not grazing.
Even his stomach is
full. Became
very thin.
And in the
dry season, no grass.
Oh, no grass.
Dried up.
Miles and miles.
Miles and miles he goes, but no grass. Then he sees backward and sees. What looks? Oh, I have grazed so much. So he becomes fat. Something more, especially.
See donkey.
If he will see a lady.
Donkey.
He will follow. And the lady will, by hind legs.
Kick her. Kick his face.
Even his. So those
singing very beautiful.
So those who do like this, always inserted by their wives, but even
following
them, whole day, night, like donkey working and feeding them, serving them. So these are donkeys. A guru can remove this foolishness. So Baladev Prabhu killed
Dhenukasura.
And thus he gave knowledge that we should be engaged in Krishna service. This is. Kaliyanag, Daman. From very long time, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, very long before, a very poisonous snake. Having thousands of wounds, always his
poison
coming out from his horse. So whole Jamuna pond, not Jamuna, but connected with the Jamuna some ocean,
lake.
So it became so
poisonous
that even a bird will
fly over.
See,
drop that.
So poisonous.
What Krishna did, Shyamrani will tell.
In brief.
Suffering in the cycle of birth and death to come back to him by the power pastimes in the world for our benefit. He jumped into the lake and began making such a tumult of waves, shooting very, very high. So in that lake there was an island with a tunnel in which Kalia and his thousands of wives and children used to live. So that became flooded by Krishna's making the waves of the Jamuna go so high. Kali became angry, came out of that lake, and began to attack Krishna. He immediately wrapped Krishna in his coils, and Krishna became as if lifeless. Seeing that, all the coward boys, animals, peacocks, all the big bosses around immediately felt like they were losing their life, because their life was Krishna. And so many big bosses, Nanda Maharaj, Madhya Soda came, so many villagers came and wanted to run into the water to save Krishna, but they were stopped by Baladev, who knew the truth. So gradually Krishna expanded himself, burst out of the coils of Kaliya, jumped onto his coils, his hoods, and began dancing there, just like Lord Shankar, Lord Shiva dances at the time of destruction of the universe. So Kaliya's wives were also present there, and seeing Krishna dancing on her husband's heads, and first flames and poisonous vapors were coming out, and gradually, by Krishna's kicking on his hoods, even though he tried to smash Krishna by his other coils, gradually blood started coming instead of fire and poison. Previously, his wives were thinking, what a foolish husband we have. Who wants a husband like that? Better he should die. But then, when they saw that by the kicking of Krishna, Kali was becoming weakened and thus submissive, Kali started thinking, maybe my wives were right, because his wives were bhaktas, they were devotees, and for a long time they'd been trying to tell their husband Hari Katha, the glories of Krishna, and he was never interested. So now he's thinking, maybe my wives were right all along. Maybe he's God or somebody powerful like God, but he surely can defeat me. So he began surrendering to the Lord. And at that time, his wives began to pray differently. Kasyana Bhavo Syana Devo Vidyate
Vidmahe.
That is, what austerities has our husband performed that now he's able to have the lotus feet of the Lord impressing themselves on his head and attaining the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, which even Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, who performed many, many severe austerities for thousands upon thousands of years to attain the association of Krishna in Vrindavan, still she could not attain it. So what great austerities did our husband perform that he now has that dust on his head? Now we don't want him to die. Better he should live. So they pray to Krishna that please save him. Why? There are many secret reasons that Srila Gurudev revealed. These wives being bhaktas, but they were also ladies. So ladies are physically weaker than men. So they are thinking, now our husband dies, and we're weak ladies, some very strong and powerful male serpents may come and take advantage of our chastity. How can we do our bhajan in that way? So better let our husband live, we'll do bhajan together, and in that way our chastity will be protected. So what austerities did Kali do? He was against bhaktas. He wasn't listening to his wives. But he had some great fortune. He had the association of his wives. He had the goodwill of his wives. Also, it's stated in Shastra that if one lives in Madhura Mandala, even for one night, he becomes liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Kali had been living in that lake within the Jamuna for millions of years. So how much she was affected by the air and the ambience of Vrindavan, how much he had become purified. Otherwise, he did no austerities, but just living in Vrindavan. And therefore, Gurudev is inviting everyone to come to Karti, to be with him for 1 month for parikrama at Karti time. And what other great mercy did he have? As you've heard, he was the enemy of Garuda. Garuda is the bird carrier of the Lord. And Garuda was eating many serpents and snakes in Nagalaya, where Kali previously lived. So whenever Garuda would eat a snake or a reptile, it's not like us, they just die. But because he's the bird carrier of the Lord, they would become liberated. But Kali was very envious of Garuda. So he, even though an arrangement was made by Brahma that Garuda wouldn't keep taking snakes, but he would pay an offering once a month or once every fortnight, Kali began eating those snakes himself. So Garuda became very angry. And when a pure devotee becomes angry, his cursing is not different from his blessing, because he's all merciful and all loving. So he began to fight with Kali, and he slapped him with his big golden wings. So Kali was driven out of the place. And where did Kali go? Why did he go to Jamuna? Because he knew that there was a curse on Garuda, that if Garuda would ever come to the Jamuna, he would be killed. Garuda could never be affected by a curse, because he's a pure devotee. But by the Lord's arrangement and Garuda's own mercy, he accepted the curse of Sogar and Rishi. He was angry that Garuda was eating this fish in the Jamuna, so Sogar and Rishi, was a great sage, cursed him that if you ever come to the Jamuna again, you'll die. So, what happened to this offensive sage who cursed him? He was a great yogi doing meditation under the water, but he fell down and he became a materialistic householder, attached to sense gratification, married 50 ladies and enjoyed his senses and suffered like anything for so many years. So by the mercy of Garuda, by accepting his curse, Kali knew about the curse, so he took shelter in the Jamuna. So now, Krishna kicking him and kicking him, Kali surrendered, and Krishna told him that now you should leave Jamuna, and now you should go to Ramlaka Dvipa, which is in Fiji. Not like an exile. He said, now, even though you leave Jamuna, where Garuda doesn't go, Garuda will never hurt you, because he will see that you have my footprints on your head. So take your many thousands of wives and your children and go to Ramlaka Dvipa and be happy there in Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna came out of the water, and all of his friends and relatives, Madhya Yasoda, Nanda Baba, they felt like they got back their life, because Krishna is their very life. And Nanda Baba performed charity and gave cows and gold to the Brahmanas because he saved their son. So simply by hearing the Lord's mercy to Kaliya, we become liberated from birth and death, and gradually, in the association of the pure devotee and his Hare Katha, we can go and join in Krishna's pastimes. Gopinandi.
Nagpatni began to pray Krishna. Kasyana bhavo asyana deva vidna tavam hirena sparsa adhika
jad banchaya silana charattapa kaman vihayata pansi chiram dhita vrata.
Even one day, anyone will be in Vrindavan. Krishna bhakti prajaya.
Dinam eka nivasena hare bhakti.
Only one day will be there, one night passing. So, thousands and lakhs crores person come to Mathura Vrindavan. One night in end there, even bhakti is the direction, bhakti is the direction. That is why from whole world we invite this Lautik Parikrama. And in Brajmandal for 1 month, Brajmandal Parikrama, that 1 month they will be in Braja, and then your bhakti will come very soon. In life you will succeed. So I invite you all that you should go very near Lautik Dham Parikrama for only 6-7 days. You can come.
22nd February 28th. February 22nd to 28th.
Now, Kalambasur was Krishna was cowherd with ball and playing some play. And how that demon came in the form of a
pen.
Sakha. And he wanted to kill Krishna and Baladeva.
After that, to all sannyasi gan, Anitai, Vaishnava Vaishnavi, esteemed listeners, please all be accepting my most humble obeisances. So in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram, along with all the sattvas and the cows, would go into Vrindavan to graze the cows. And at this time in Vrindavan, the summer season had arrived. And if any of you have been to Vrindavan or in India in the summertime, you know how hot it can get. But because Krishna had taken birth in Vrindavan, the normal summer actually became like spring. There was no blazing heat. In fact, no one even noticed that there was any heat. And there was no discomfort. All the Bhajabasi, the Sakhas, all were in complete ecstasy. Flowers were blooming, bumblebees were humming, birds were singing, and the peacocks were dancing. So this was the state of Vrindavan. Sometimes the Sakhas would go and engage in many beautiful types of playing activities. Sometimes Krishna or some Sakhas would imitate the bulls, and they would fight amongst each other like this, danger. Sometimes they would play many different games. They would take mango fruit and pass it around as if they were playing catch. They would play with amla fruit. Sometimes they would play tag, or sometimes like the ex-children play hide and go seek. So many games that sometimes they would play with one
another.
Sometimes Baladeva Prabhu or one Sakha would become very tired. So under any tree, he would lie down. And one Sakha would keep Baladeva's head on his lap like a pillow. And Krishna would go there and start massaging that Baladeva Prabhu or any Sakha's skin. So one day, the Sarkars decided to play a game and they divided themselves into two teams. One team was led by Krishna and one team by Baladeva. So they were playing and they agreed that whoever will win this game, the losers have to carry the winners upon their shoulders. And they will go on a glory parade throughout the forest. So it so happened that Krishna's team had lost the game they were playing. And they had to carry Baladeva Prabhu's team on their shoulders. That day, one asur, one demon, had taken the form of a sattva, and his name was Balambasur. This demon was sent by Kamsa Maharaj in order to kill Krishna and Balambasur. So, Balambasur was on the loser's team, Krishna's team, and he had to carry Baladeva Prabhu on his shoulders. So, Baladeva Prabhu climbed on Balambasur's shoulders and started walking, and Balambasur started carrying him throughout the forest. As he was carrying this demon, Baladeva Prabhu, Baladeva Prabhu's weight became so immense, like the Sumeru mountain. Thousands and millions and billions of pounds and tons of weight, it seemed, for this demon, who could not even support So this demon, assuming the form of a coward boy, he could not maintain this form any longer. So he had to revert back to his original demon-like form. And he grew to a very huge and amazing form. Then, when he was found out, Baladeva actually seemed a little frightened. He started shaking. And this demon tried to kill Baladeva Prabhu. But Baladeva Prabhu took his fist and broke and dashed the skull of this demon. Will Baladeva Prabhu be dead? So, this pastime actually represents something even more deeper. That actually, Baladeva Prabhu, you know, represents a kind of guru tattva. So in this world, there are many people who try to claim to be a spiritual leader, a religious authority. They dress up in the beige and the dress of a sadhu and go around wandering here and there, thinking themselves to be someone very advanced. They may even be able to deceive people. From their hands, they may manifest some type of object or create some type of ash or what have you. But really, these are not the signs of any Sadhguru. Sadhguru is one who can take you away from this material world and bring you to the supreme abode, the Lord Vrindavan. So, many of these gurus we need to, they come in the disguise of real gurus. But actually, they're not gurus, real gurus whatsoever. And in fact, as in the Leela I just described, they become manifest who they really are. They cannot maintain their actual form. Eventually, one day, they must show their true colors. So this is the other lesson we must learn from this. One day, the Sattvas had gone into the forest with their cows. And they were feeding their cows, but it was such a hunger, it was a little bit warm, so the cows had gone off to feed some grass, eat some grass. So, Gurudev will describe this here.
Nākār one day, Krishna took his cow to Alba. And in turn, in a very dense forest, what became there was with this tree.
Yāna kīmaram asya dhamindana salakya tapsurum vitam yena tasya sivirana tapsya kata turupyasya vipassana vera chakatikara paranetya vaisya vedya namo yātanai anumita bhagavatanāna to the
observe the complete forest fire. Why did he say close your eyes? Krishna remembered when he was a small boy, he was eating some dirt at Brahmanda Ghat, yeah, and his mother, yeah, all the Kalam boys, they were accusing, he's eating dirt, calling to Mother Yasoda, the Mother Yasoda, telling, what are you doing? You naughty boy, open your mouth. And Mother Yasoda opening his mouth and seeing all the universes. And she could not believe her eyes. She said, this is not possible. Some ghost, something has possessed my small child. I will do yajna and bring so many Brahmins and purify, yeah, the situation that goes with God. So Krishna remembered, if they all see that I swallow the first time, mother will become very upset, and again she will arrange so many things. I should not do this. So at once first time was gone and all the cows were saved. Jai Sri Krishna ki jai. So what is the teaching here? Yeah. Cows are called go. Yeah. Go, go, pa, go. So the cows are, go also is a meaning for senses, yeah, our eyes, our ears. We are always thinking that there is something more beautiful somewhere else, isn't it? Something is there which we don't have here and we want to obtain that. The grass is always greener on the other side. The cows are thinking, so our senses are like that, always bewildered by declaring, glittering of this material nature. Thinking, if I will live in Durban on the ocean side, I can have more fun, will be more happy than here in Johannesburg, isn't it? Or if I will be a rich man, or if I will marry that beautiful girl, I'll be happy forever. So many thoughts are in our minds. Our mind is always making big chaos for us. Our senses also, seeing so many beautiful objects, and we become bewildered. If I have that, yeah, then I will be happy. But really, this is all the illusory trick of Maya. And if we follow our senses, we will end up in the forest fire of material existence. And there's only one person who can save us there, Sri Krishna. Actually, we do not know how to obtain Sri Krishna, how to get his help, until and unless we surrender to Bona Fide Guru, who is Ashraya Krishna, Ashraya Bhagavan. Yeah. Only by the help, calling out for Sri Gurudev, taking his complete shelter, always remembering in time of difficulties, in time of fortune, always remember this is the mercy of Sri Guru that I can remember him and use my talents, whatever I have, in his service, under his guidance, my life will be perfect. Vansha Kampa Purutya Shyakta Vichyamani Kapitikyaan Kapitikya Vansha Vichyamani.
Gopis, most beloved of Krishna, when Krishna in evening time used to come from comfort, they wanted to see Krishna and they used to curse Brahma why he has made
eyelids.
We want that we should have thousands and thousands of eyes without it, and we can see Krishna. So, how love and affection for Krishna in daytime, what day? If Krishna goes to cowherding, then gopis cannot go with him in cowherding. So, in houses, in a group, so Ajatiya Asa, one kind of move, gopi,
used
to,
sitting they with used to discuss
Krishna's pastime.
Sweet pastimes of Krishna. And this way, they were waiting for evening. When cows feed dust will go akash and they will hear sweet voice of the Bansi of Krishna. So, how they were passing their day, Madhava Maharaj will speak something. He will touch. If we explain more, then 2 days may take. So he will touch one day. Ariyadhyam.
Om Agyamati Randhasya Gyanangana Salakaya Chaksurun Militamena Tasmai Sigurave Namaha Vancha Kulpaturupascha Vipasindubhayevacha Patitanan Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances unto the trust of my Paramaradha Guru Padma, Om Vishnupad, Astodara Sata, Srisimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Gosai Maharaj, and Om Vishnupad, Parikataka Charya Varja, Astodara Sata, Srisimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Gosai Maharaj. I pay my humble obeisances unto the trust of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prasanna Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Gosai Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prasanna Vishnupad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here, headed by the Chaitanya Sannyasis. Srila Gurudev ordered me to touch only Velugi. So you have heard from Srila Gurudev, when Krishna used to go for cow grazing, at that time, the Braj Gopis, they could not go. Why? Because they are in law's house. If they will go, then their mother-in-law, especially mother-in-law and sister-in-law, criticize them. And according to Vedic tradition, ladies are allowed to go for cow grazing only, boys will go. So when Krishna walked out from Braj in the forest for cow grazing, and gopis who loves Krishna more than any other of the Brajavasis, they became very sad. For them to spend one moment without Krishna like a millennium and millennium, very difficult to spend their life. They think when Krishna will come back again, he will take his darshan. How to spend the time? Then they became group, like-minded group, and discussing about Krishna's pastime. They are being in their house and they saw in their bhavnetra that Krishna is grazing cows and the deer and does. They are hearing Krishna's flute sound. The female deer and does come ahead, going ahead, close to Krishna. And their husband, the deer, they followed them. Suppose they are telling, oh, you can go and take Krishna's darshan, no problem. Who will check you? I am with you, so no one to criticize you, no one to beat you, don't worry. Gopis are thinking, oh, alas, alas, we are so unfortunate. Even the deer, their husband, the does are so fortunate, they are going close to Krishna, and their husband deer, they are following them and supporting them. But for ourselves, if our husband or in-laws, family member, any knew about that, they'll criticize us and chastise us. Especially, Srimati Radha Thakurani's mother-in-law was Jyotila. Jyotila means make any simple thing complex. And sister-in-law Kutila. Kutila means always make quarrelsome without it for nothing. So, fie on us. Better when you die, then you pray to Brahma, the next part will be do that our husband and followers go to Krishna's darshan. They again they saw Krishna playing flute on the bank of Jamuna. And Jamuna water gradually rising, going up, rising up, 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 and touch Krishna's feet and want to embrace Krishna, but immediately he can feel ashamed, only taking one lotus and putting Krishna's lotus feet. Gopis being in their own house, seeing this in Bhagavata very aho. Look, this Jamuna, how fortunate is he? Krishna playing through on the bank of Jamuna. Jamuna rising and by the waves by their hand, and they embrace Krishna and offering lotus flower direct Krishna's lotus feet. How fortunate are they? Alas, alas, if we'll be Jamuna, then our life will be successful. Then we can embrace Krishna and can offer anything direct in his lotus feet. But not possible for us. Again, they saw that hot summer day, Krishna is grazing cows. But Krishna's sakha, like cloud-like in sakha, and they covered Krishna's top of head and drizzling gradually. Gopis are saying, look, look, how the clouds are fortunate. They make like a big umbrella on the top of Krishna's head, that Krishna will not feel any hot. And moreover, that sprinkling water, the drizzling water on the top of Krishna's head. Oh, alas, alas, if we die, pray to Brahma, we want to be cloud. Then we can be top Krishna's head like an umbrella, that no one else there besides us. By this way, we can serve Krishna. Whatever they are seeing, they are thinking this is the best work to serve Krishna. But due to the influence of Jagmaya, and due to the influence of Krishna pain, they feel always unsatisfied. In previous night, they met with Krishna, and next day, when Krishna coming out from Kunja, and Krishna in his lotus feet, that kumkum, touch on the grass, some dew was there, then it touched on the grass, and that mountain god, a Bilini, they took all that kumkum and smeared on their face and whole body. Gopis being in the house, seeing the Bhagavad Gita, look, how this mountain god, Purna Pulinga Urugaya Padarthya, how they are fortunate. Look, Krishna's lotus foot, the kumkum is there, they are smearing on their own body. But we could not do so, we are so unfortunate. Alas, alas, if we die, pray Brahma, to next part will be Pulindi Kannadata or Pulindi. But you forgot that kumkum comes from Gopi's body. When Krishna met with them and embraced them, that kumkum from Gopi's body to Krishna's feet, and that kumkum touched grass. By the influence of Krishna, they forgot everything. They are thinking that this Pulindi Kanna is best. So when we will die, there will be the Pulindi Kanna. By this way, whatever they are seeing, they are thinking this birth is best. But among Krishna's associates, the Vibhras, Sakhas are more superior to others. Moreover, parents headed by Nanda and Yashoda, they are more superior. Moreover, the Brajogis, they can serve Krishna, what Krishna wants. They can fulfill Krishna's all desire, what either Sakha or parents, or combined Sakha or parents or other devotees cannot do so. But this is the nature of Krishna pain. How much you have, you feel always unsatisfied and you think I am inferior to others. So Gurudev ordered to touch on me, so I am touching all with this. I am not uttering any slokas, there are so many slokas, so I don't want to take so much time. So I am now stopping at Hare Krishna.
Very brief, no time.
Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhika Dadale Krishna Krishna Vakta Kadavakta So first of all, I offer pranams to Sri Gurudev, Sannyasis, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Sri Guru Maharaj has ordered me to speak something on the wives of the Vedic Brahmins. So one time Sri Guru Maharaj asked, how we can develop a relation with Krishna? We never met him. So the easiest way, and actually the only way, to develop a relationship with Krishna is to hear from him, hear about Krishna from those who have relationships. Therefore, Mathura and Vrindavan, even though they seem very close, actually they're millions and millions of miles apart. Because in Vrindavan, the devotees, they do not think that Krishna is Bhagavan. They think Krishna is my Mora-Gupta, Mora-Sankha, Mora-Pramapati. Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son, or Krishna is my most beloved like the gopis. So sometimes, to give good fortune to others, and on the excuse of selling yogurt or butter or ghee, Vrijavasis move here and there to the district, the city of Mathura. So every year, in the month of October, November, we visit all these places, and we hear from Gurudev and the devotees, what happened there? So those wives of the Vedic Brahmanas, they used to come in contact with the Vrijavasis, the residents of Vrindavan. And from them they heard the sweetness of Krishna's form. His unlimited good qualities, his beauty, and they became attracted to him. So their husbands were performing Vedic rituals for the achievement of the heavenly planets. This is called karma. Perform religiosity to get some material benefit in this life and the next life is not pure devotion. So as they were chanting swaha, swaha, they had material desires. So Krishna and his friends were nearby cow grazing. So Krishna called the boys, you go there and you beg on behalf of myself and Balaram some charity. Means give us something to eat. So the boys went to those Vedic Brahmanas who were very proud of their learning. And they said, not in the name of Krishna, because they think Krishna is a cowherd boy, a little bit low caste. But Balaram, his father, he's in a chakra like a king, royal family, a little bit. So they said, oh, Brahmanas, you know the essence of all religion. You are perfectly self-controlled, and you are Bhusura, the moving gods on this earth planet. Because you know everything, then we are requesting, on behalf of the Supreme Lord Krishna and Balaram, some charity. Please give us some foodstuffs. So when the boys, cowherd boys, actually cowherd boys are eternally liberated souls. They don't even know this material world exists. They have completely spiritual bodies just as Krishna has a spiritual body. But those Brahmanas could not understand the position of the eternal servants of Krishna. Just like myself and probably most of us in the audience. We are seeing Gurudev, what are we seeing? Are we seeing that he is an eternal liberated soul who never forgets Krishna even for a moment? We cannot see him properly because our eyes are material, then we have no power of proper perception. Who is the spiritual master? So those Vedic Brahmanas who are materialistic, they could not understand the position of these boys. What to speak of the position of Krishna and Balaram? The boys asked again and again, give us some charity, give us some charity. But nothing, the Brahmanas did not even answer them because they were too much proud. Therefore the boys came back very sad. Krishna, we could not get anything. Then Krishna smiled. Oh boys, don't worry. This is the result. When you beg, sometimes you get something, sometimes you don't get anything. This time you go again, but don't go to the proud Brahmanas. You should go to the wives of those Brahmanas. Why? Because their minds are constantly attached to me, because they're always hearing about me.
They're soft-hearted.
They're very soft-hearted. Therefore the boys went again to those wives. Oh ladies, mothers, please be kind. We had come to collect food donations in the name of Krishna and Balaram. So when those ladies heard Krishna and Balaram had come nearby, they became full of ecstasy and they felt the embrace of Krishna from that moment. Immediately they loaded all their pots and vessels and everything full of different types of rice, sabji, paneers. Everyone feeling hungry? So many types of sweets, this, that. They carried on their heads and they went directly to Krishna. Their husbands tried to stop. Hey, where are you going? That's all meant for us. Like Guru Maharaj said, foolish persons in this world, they think this world is for my enjoyment. They don't understand this world is for actually Krishna's enjoyment. Therefore, foolishness. But the wives did not hear the words of their husbands. They went to where Krishna was there. So Krishna was resting his hand, left hand, on the shoulder of a friend. And in his other hand, he was twirling a lotus. Guru Maharaj said that means he was really churning the hearts of those ladies. Such unprecedented beauty. Those ladies took Krishna through their eyes and into their hearts and embraced him humbly. So Krishna is very tricky and difficult to catch. Guru Maharaj said, you should not think Krishna is a 5 grand chocolate bar. To get him, you have to have no other goal. Therefore, when these ladies, these Brahmanis approach Krishna, Krishna used the same words he used for the Brajagopis. Oh, welcome, ladies, I wish all good fortune to you. You should not stay here, because a woman who abandons the service of her husband will definitely go to hell. She cannot achieve any good result in this world or the next world. So when Krishna said these words to the Brahmanis, then they began weeping, oh Krishna, you should not be like this. We have given up everything for your service. So we cannot hope to get a position like the gopis to be your beloveds, but we want to become your maidservants, like the leaves of Tulsi that are situated on your feet. We cannot go back to our homes because our husbands have rejected us. Then they gave so many arguments that Krishna said, don't worry, you follow my instruction, you will get all good fortune. Attraction to me cannot be achieved simply by being near me. Attraction to me can be achieved by hearing about me, chanting about me, and remembering me. So those wives returned back to their husbands. They're completely satisfied. So when Krishna said the same thing to the gopis did not return. But the wives of the Brahmanis returned. So there's one history. Why? Because the gopis had nothing to return to. But the Yajnavalkyas, maybe they had some attachment. They were immature. So Krishna sent them back. There's one story. There was one Spaniard, his name was Cortes. You know, he went to Mexico and conquered Mexico. You know why he was so successful? He came with 5 boats full of soldiers and horses and guns and everything. So when he got to Mexico, all the soldiers and everyone got out of the boat, then he burnt the boats to ashes because there's no way they could return. That's why they were so successful, because they had a one-way ticket. There were the gopis, when they came to Krishna, they came with a one-way ticket, nothing to go back to. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when we come to Gurudev, we should also come with a one-way ticket. Means, I have seen everything in this world, nothing to go back to. This is the mood that we should come when we come to Gurudev, when we come to Krishna. So, when those wives came back, their hearts were full of ecstasy. And when the husbands saw their wives, good fortune, then they lamented bitterly. What did I say? That verse means, can you remember?
The husband lamented.
Oh. No, penis.
No, when those Brahmins, when they saw the good fortune of their wives, then they lamented.
Dig
janmasti vidang. Dig janmasti vidang. Dig janmasti tu, dig bahu gyatram, dig kriya, dig bahu gyatram, vimukta teye, adoxage. Alas, our knowledge is useless. Our performance of Vedic sacrifice is useless. Our performance of service is useless. Our knowledge of the Vedas is completely useless. Why? Vimukta yete adoxate. Because it did not bring us to the service of Krishna. But our lives, they are impure, unclean. They never learned from the Guru. They never studied the Vedas. They never chanted mantras. They never did anything. But they achieved the perfection of service to Krishna. Therefore, those Brahmanas criticized themselves. Ah, because of our pride, we could not approach the service of Krishna. But our wives who are less qualified than us achieved perfection because they went to Krishna with a simple heart. So those Brahmanas were very afraid. They wanted to go and apologize to Bhagavan for their offense for not feeding him. But they were too afraid of Kamsa, therefore they did not go. So the last thing Guru Maharaj says, why Krishna did not accept those wives, and but why he accepted the gopis? Because Bhagavan, he never acts against, Krishna never performs any activity which is improper. Therefore, how Krishna mixed with the wives of the Brahmins? For that reason, Krishna neglected. Also, Ateva Gopigan, therefore, Radha Anadaka Vina Aishwarya Gan Napai Braja Bhajana Nandam. Unless one accepts the guidance of Srimati Radhika, he cannot achieve Krishna, he cannot achieve Vrindavan. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be proud. I have so much wealth, I am so learned, I am this and that. Why should I serve Krishna? One should give up all false ego, take shelter of Guru, and under the guidance of Guru, one should chant the holy name.
you can see how high class of bhakti was in Jagyapatna. He accepted gopis. And they are telling that we have given up our husband, householding, everything. We cannot go from your lotus feet. You want to be a maid
servant.
The maid servant of your most beloved gopis. But Krishna did mercy to them. I think in the future birth there will be gopi and Krishna will accept them. If you want bhakti, then follow Sri Jagyapatna. Now we are finishing our classes. But those who have taken Harinam Diksha, or they will take, they should remember one thing. Essence of all the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukratanam Krame Arasana Manasi Yajya Tishthan Braje Tadang Raji Jana Gami Kalam Naye Khilam Upadde Shisham Tannam Rupa Charitadi. What name? Govinda Dabo Dharma Dabeti.
Govinda Dabo Dharma Dabeti.
This name is Rastihari, Radha Kanta, Gopi Kanta, Murli Dhar. These names, supreme names of the Krishna. Tannam Rupa, how beautiful Krishna is. Varaha Pidam Natavarabhu Karnayo Karnikar Bibhradvasam Kanaka Kanisham Bajayanti Chamalam Randhana Venuradana Sudhaya Purayan Gopavindai Brindarandam Sabataramnam Prabhisat Gita Kirti. How beautiful. Krishna taking on flow. And what playing? Gopi, Gopi, Radhe, Radhe. These names are his uttering through Prince. Sometimes Shyamli, Dhavali, Kavali, Kali,
Chitkavari, Mridangam,
Shyamla.
Name of the cows.
But he is calling not cows, Shyamla.
Gopi.
Gopi. So, Radhe, Radhe, these names, Tannam Rupa. He has taken Vaijayanti Mala. Very beautiful form. I think that the whole world's beauty will be combined together in a place, even it cannot touch the feet of Krishna beauty. Also, Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale Bastachale Kaustubham
Nasagre
Nasagre Karnuntakam Karatale Venukare Kankar Sarvange Harichandanam Sulalitam Kanthe Chamuktavali Gopistri Parimeshtito Vijayate Gopal Chula. How beautiful. Only Gopi can. Gopi can taste the sweetness of Krishna name, Roop, Charitadi. Oh, Charitadi, how? Rash Leela. Why Krishna called in Bansi, Radhe, Shyamale, Lalite, Vishakhe, Chandre, and they all left their house, think, some were decorating themselves. They gave anjan in one night. Run away. Those who were cooking, oh, at once left them burning and then run away. Somewhere distributing
prasad.
Prasadam to their
husbands.
Oh, left at home. Some in one eye took anjan, run away.
Some necklace
here, or they take here. So,
everything
being upset, those who were half wearing, now they are wearing clothes, oh, left there and dragging their
cloth
on the ground and they. Oh, this charit. Tannam roop charitadi sukritana.
Smrito rasan.
These very sweet names, very beautiful form, his activities, ras and other, Hawaii ras, to clarify to the whole world that my most beloved are gopis. And among all the gopis, only Radha is topmost. Only to prove this, he made ras. In the Vesta Nama Rupa Chaktadi, Sukratanam, by mouth tongue, doing kirtan, and by mind,
remember
all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, and doing kirtan of all these things. Being in Vrindavan only in Vrindavan. If you cannot be in Vrindavan, then you think from anywhere, from Johannesburg, I am in Vrindavan.
By mind you can stay.
Jamuna is flowing. Bansi Bhatt is here. Here Ras was done. Here is Giriraj Govardhan. Krishna did Ras and so many things there. Oh, here is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Mansi Ganga. Thinking, remembering all things that I am in this Vrindavan, whether you are in Johannesburg. And Namarup Chaitati Sukratananu Karmena Rasana Manasi Niyotya
Tishthan
Vraje Tadanugrahi
Jananugrahi.
Oh, don't be there free. Being the guidance of any very rasik tattvajna Vaishnava. Anu, always. And here sweet pastimes of all the Krishna. Here the how beautiful Krishna form, how his Leela Charitra. Oh, this is the essence of all the
Krishna's.
One thing more.
Guru Goste Gosthale Sujane Bhusura
Gane Samantre Sarnamni Vrindavatam Sarane Sadadambham Vitvakurum Ratim Apurva
Atitaram
Mahi
Santa Bhratas Chattivyabhaja Chedhitapadaha.
Means you should always have so much rati, affection to Guru, Guru and Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Rati. More than Shraddha, more than Asakti, then Rati. That Rati should come in these things. Guru, Goshe, where Krishna lives, always remember. In Nandagaon, Gokul, Vrindavan, everywhere, surrounded by gopis and goats, cowherding, doing ras and all these things. In the way, thus, this way, Guru Goshe and Krishna is doing so many pastimes in Goshe. Goshe Alayeshu, those who are living there, Nandbaba, Chasodamaya, Gop, Gopi, Gabi, Mayur, Mriga, Mriga means deer, all remembering and having so much affection for them. Now, what Gurudev has given Harinam, Hare Krishna, chant with him. Strong faith that this is Krishna. Name is Krishna. Name and Nami, both are some. In this strong faith, you should chant Hare Krishna.
Swamantre.
These names can fulfill all your desires, what Krishna can do. More than that, you should have faith. So chant. Not less than 16, I think more than that. It will save you from death and death and death.
Swamantre.
Swamantre. Oh, Diksha Mantra. Daily, 3 times. If in midday you cannot, then in morning 2 times. One for morning, one for
midday. Midday.
Midday. In this way. Daily you should chant. Don't be weak, otherwise you will be weak. Tata Samantra. Braja Dvatanda Sarve and Radha Krishna. Thinking what? Na dharmam, na dharmam, sutimana rektam kaluku. No dharma, no religion, no our religion. Against religion. Only Radha and Krishna you should serve. In what way? Srimati Radhika is my Ishtadev. Ishtadev?
Haan, thik ache.
Swamini,
Ishtadev. And Krishna is most beloved of
Radhika.
Our Swaminiji, Radhika. In this way, don't direct go to Krishna. Sense gratification may come there also. So be careful for this. And thus, na dharmam na dharmam sugana nirittam kalu braje radha krishna prachuru paricharya. Sashishanu Sachinandan Gaudhari. Oh Guru, think him is Guru. What he has done and what he has given instruction will have to follow. And Gurudev, Krishna Prestha, very most beloved of Krishna.
Near and dear to Krishna.
Sakha Haritvena Sahastrasa. Ruktas Tata Bhavyatayas. You should think Krishna is Guru is Krishna. Hari, he has all the qualities of Krishna.
But
he always thinks that I am servant of Krishna. In this way, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad.
Jasya
prasadat nagati putu. The Gurudev, whose prasad is everything, his mercy. Without his mercy, nothing is there. In this way, even I am going to Navadvipa and Vrindavan, But always think like this and practice like this, your life will be successful. Go Premanande.
Janani Prabhu, tomorrow's announcement is 8:30. Give Rohini Vrindavan Prabhu, 8:30.
There is a fire again?
Damodar Maharaj. Fairly fast, fairly fast.
I actually lost for words. We have been transferred back to the spiritual kingdom. Having heard the lotus that's actually there, and from Sannyasi that present here today, all we've got to do basically is follow